Today is the 1st of March, 2015, and you joined us for the first service of the Weatherby House Church. And I think everybody, at least up in our neighborhoods, is ready for spring. Someone sent me a thing praying that God would bring spring. So I had to have a little bit of fun with it. I said, "Dear God, bring us the spring quick so I can forget about the pagan holiday and Saint Nick." Anyway, I'm going to turn the camera around, and I hope you will enjoy seeing the other members of Weatherby House Church. Many of you that have watched these videos know that we are a mega church. We're probably one of the largest churches in Weatherby, Missouri. We have three members. Now you have to understand, in Weatherby, there's depends on which way you come in the town. One of the signs says 123 and the other one says 108. So I guess it depends on whichever one you want to go by. But I do tell people that there are more dogs in Weatherby than people. Okay? So anyway, we're going to turn this around and get the other members in here. I hope I can get Mark to smile this morning. How's that? You have to look that hard to see if it's all right. Is that all right? Okay. Why don't you shut those blinds behind you? Maybe they'll be able to see your face a little better, Mark. Now you can turn that one down too, why don't you? Okay, I've been handed this little paper. I don't know if you all can see it or not.
This was the last one?
Yes, that's fine. We have two selections here. We have, and I would encourage you all to go onto my Facebook page, if you would. You can just go to Larry Phillips' Facebook page, and I posted several of the psalms that are being sung by people other than us that have much better voices than we have. And I think you'll enjoy some of those psalms. The first one is page 68, Psalm 27F. This has been selected. 68. Psalm 27F.
The Lord will care for me. Teach me, O Lord, your way. On level path lead me. For me, my foes in ambush wake. My way is mine in those who hate. O to my foes desire, and be not overbound. They cunningly conspire, their charges false to round. Their every breath is cruelty, how hopeless seems my cause to be. Oh, had I not believed, that I would surely see the goodness of the Lord with those that live in thee. Wait for the Lord, his strength restore. Be brave in heart, wait for the Lord.
Excuse me, the next one is, I think Mark selected, didn't you?
No.
You didn't select 504? Uh-huh. Okay, 504, I guess Rosette selected. And it's called "I Know That My Redeemer Liveth." And this, of course, is taken from Job. And we, as believers, have an assurance of knowing that our Redeemer lives. And He is going to come back just as He said He was going to come back. I saw somebody sent me a picture yesterday, and I'm not sure, I forget now where it was at, but it was beautiful, and it was a beautiful rainbow. God's covenant with man that He would no longer destroy the earth by a flood ever again. Well, we also have a promise from Christ that He says, if I go away and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. Where I am, there ye may be also. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. So, we're going to sing, I know that my Redeemer liveth. I know that my Redeemer liveth, and on the earth again shall stand. I know eternal life He giveth, that grace and power are in His hand. For I know that Jesus liveth, and on the earth again shall stand. I know that life He giveth, that grace and power are in His hand. I know His promise never faileth, the word He speaks, it cannot die. The cruel death my flesh assaileth, yet I shall see Him by and by. I know my mansion He prepareth, that where He is, there I may be. Oh, wondrous thought for me He careth, and He at last will come for me. I know that Jesus liveth, and on the earth again shall stand. I know that life He giveth, that grace and power are in His hand. Oh, well, let's sing. We're going to sing another one of the Psalms. Let's sing. If we can find it in here, let's sing 4B. 4B, it's on page 4. Psalm 4. Answer when I call, O God who justifies. In my stress you free me. Here embrace my cries. Sons of men, how long will you my glory shame? Will you love what's worthless? Will lies be your aim? No, the Lord His saints has set apart in grace, and the Lord will hear me when I seek His face. Tremble in your anger, yet from sin depart. On your bed in silence, speak within your heart. May you sacrifice now, sacrifice is just. In Jehovah only, placing all your trust. Who will show us goodness? Many people say, the light of your face, Lord, lift on us, we pray. You have given my heart greater joy by far than when grain and new wine most abundant are. So in peace I lie down, I will rest and sleep. For, O Lord, you only will me safely keep. Dear Lord, we pray that you'd be with us in this service today. We pray that you would open your word to our hearts, and we pray that your Holy Spirit would guide us and direct us into all truth, and help us to realize that we are nothing and you're everything, and all glory and honor belongs to you, and help us to never forget that. We pray in Christ's name. Amen. Well, like I said earlier, there's a lot of people wanting it to get warm. They're wanting to get out of the cold winter. They want to get out of the hibernation mode. I know there's been a lot of people with flu and with colds and with different viruses and sicknesses and so on. And, you know, there's a teachable moment here for us. We need to get out of the cold winds of spiritual dearth and get into the hot fires of the Word of God. They talk about in Revelation the church that was lukewarm that he was going to spew out of his mouth. And I believe that that's where our church is today, and I'm not saying I am any different than any of the other church members that I'm talking about. But we're in the winter time. You know, we need to be praying for a springtime when there would be some growth, be some greens sprouting in our spiritual lives. We've gone through a long winter. A lot of blustery winds and a lot of wilderness. Isn't it time to see the flowers and the green and the trees spreading forth their beautiful, beautiful greenery? What about in our spiritual lives? Someone today sent me on Facebook a beautiful bouquet of tulips. And I said, well, that's my favorite flower, and that's my puppy's name, and I wonder why. But anyway, whenever I mention Tulip, boy, she likes to prick up her ears. Well, maybe one of the things we need to look at to experience the springtime of spiritual blessing is the ninth psalm. The ninth psalm. David went through an awful lot when he was going through his life. He was in constant threat of his life, but yet he constantly cried out to God for his aid and his mercy and his help. But David also often praised God for executing judgment upon his enemies. And he also wanted other people to praise God, not just himself. He says, I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth all thy marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in thee. Excuse me, I will sing praises to thy name, O thou most high. When mine enemies are turned back, they shall fall and perish at thy presence. Think about that. I hear Wall Back was talking. I'm not going to mention this person's name, but on Facebook I had come against, you know, the problem with Billy Graham's ministry supporting the Roman Catholic Church, and this person really, really came against me, telling me that I was coming against God's anointed and everything else. Well, who are God's anointed? Now, I know people say, oh, now Larry's trying to say he's an anointed one. No, I'm trying to make a point here. But who are God's anointed? Are they those that are coming against a false doctrine and a false system? When my enemies are turned back, they shall fall and perish at thy presence. For thou hast maintained my right and my cause. Thou sittest in the throne, judging right. People say, well, we're not supposed to judge. It's not what David says here. You know, he says that God is, if God is making the right judgments, and we are people of God, we should be making right discernments and right judgments. Thou hast rebuked the heathen. Thou hast destroyed the wicked. Thou hast put out their name forever and ever. There's people today that absolutely hate the Psalms. There's a fellow on Facebook. I just love this guy to death. His name is Josh. Thank you, Josh. Josh says, I love the Psalms. I love the Psalms. You know, there's John Wesley, from what I've heard about John Wesley, he didn't like the Psalms. You know why he didn't like the Psalms? Because they came against his doctrine of free will. That's why. O thou enemy, destructions are come to a perpetual end, and thou hast destroyed cities. Their memorial is perished with them, but the Lord shall endure forever. He hath prepared his throne for judgment. And he shall judge the world in righteousness, and he shall minister judgment to the people in uprightness. The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in time of trouble. I've got news for all you people that are coming against those who are standing for the truth of God's Word. I've got news for you. The Lord is going to be a refuge to us in times of our trouble. He's going to be our refuge. You can try to persecute us. You can try to set us up. You can try to offend us. You can try to tell us to take our messages off of Facebook. You can try to put things up on Facebook that you know is offensive to the true body of Christ. But the Lord will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble. And they that know thy name will put their trust in thee. For thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee. We're not seeking good golly Miss Molly. We're not seeking a laugh out of trying to make something light of something. We're seeking, our refuge is in the name of the Lord. And they that know thy name will put their trust in thee, for thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee. Have you ever thought about people that will put stuff up on Facebook and they say they're Christians, okay? But they don't think about how many other Christians they might be offending by putting something up like that. And they that know thy name will put their trust in thee, for thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee. Sing praises to the Lord which dwelleth in Zion. Declare among the people his doings. It's amazing how many people want to make light of things. And these are people that are in high positions, spiritually high positions, you know, superintendents of organizations, pastors, long-term pastors in a movement. And then you want to have an impact on Christian communities. There's now a church called Impact. It's not much of an impact. When he maketh inquisition for blood, he remembereth them. He forgiveth not the cry of the humble. Have mercy upon me, O Lord. Consider my trouble, which I suffer of them that hate me. Thou that liftest me up from the gates of death, that I may show forth all thy praise in the gates of the daughter of Zion, I will rejoice in thy salvation. We're not rejoicing in our free will. We're not rejoicing in accepting Jesus into our hearts. We're not rejoicing in the fact that we're proud of all of our family members. We're not rejoicing in the fact that we're so proud that someone has excelled in their income and in their materialistic lifestyle and all of this. We're rejoicing in our salvation. And we're rejoicing in thy salvation, not anything that we've done. The heathen are sunk down in the pit that they made. I like that. The heathen are sunk down in the pit that they made. I remember when I was a kid coming up, I was just learning to drive, and we had some land in the back of our house, and I would go out there and practice driving. This one particular night, it had rained an awful lot, and I took my dad's car, and I got it stuck down to the axles out there in the mud, and he had to end up getting a tow truck and get it pulled out. And I just kept spinning the tires, and that's what dug it deeper and deeper and deeper. And that's what a lot of these folks are doing that are holding on to a free will works doctrine. They're spinning wheels, and it's causing them to get deeper and deeper and deeper in the mud. The heathen are sunk down in the pit that they made, and the net which they hid is their own foot taken. The Lord is known by the judgment which he executed. The wicked is snared in the work of his own hands. You ever read that? The wicked is snared. Okay, in the work of his own hands. Pope Francis is snared in the work of his own hands. The Roman Catholic Church is snared in the work of their own hands. A lot of church organizations are snared in the work of their own hands. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. And that's not just turned into burial ground outside of Jerusalem either. People don't want to deny a literal hell anymore. Okay? Including Billy Graham. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. Do you believe the Bible? Do you actually believe that a person is an elect child of God that says they're a Christian? If their thoughts are not on God, and their thoughts are not in His Word, and their thoughts are not centered in the truth of what He states in His Word, the nations, the wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God, for the needy shall not always be forgotten. The expectation of the poor shall not perish forever. Arise, O Lord, let not man prevail. Let the heathen be judged in thy sight. Put them in fear, O Lord, that the nations may know themselves to be but men, Selah. That's what I'm asking God to do for us this morning. As all those that come against the sovereignty of God in salvation and redemption, all those that deny the great truths of the Bible, regarding God's mighty, mighty omnipotence, His omniscience, His power, the fact that He chose a people for Himself, He chose them from the foundation of the world, the fact that He died on the cross, He came to save His people from their sins, all those that are coming against the Bible. My prayer is, put them in fear, O Lord, that the nations may know themselves to be but men, Selah. So that's our thoughts, that's our prayers this morning. Do we have a final selection? About right, was that? Page 10. And what is the psalm?
9B.
9B.
Psalm 9.
9B or 9A?
9B.
Sing praise to the Lord who in Zion does dwell. Among all the peoples his great doings tell. When bloody avenges his memory is clear, the cry of the poor never fades from his ear. Lord, see what I suffer from malice and hate. Have mercy, O lift me away from this gate, that I with the daughter of Zion may voice your praise and in your salvation rejoice. The nations are sunk in the pit they prepare. Their foot in the net which they hid is ensnared. The Lord by his judgments has made himself known. He by their own works has the wicked o'erthrown. The wicked to death's dark abode shall be wrought. And all of the nations who God have forgot, forgotten no longer the cause of the weak, nor perished forever the hope of the meek. Rise, Lord, that mere men may not make himself strong. Let nations be judged in your presence for wrong. Strike terror within them, O Lord, always then. Let nations know truly that they are mere men.
Dear Lord, thank you for the message of word. God, give us some revival. We pray, amen.
Father, we pray that you would go with us this week. We pray that you would continue to help us to stay in your word and to not compromise your word for things of this world. And let us be ready for your coming back soon, we pray in Christ's name. Amen.